CFM.
Let's do this. Plays of the week.
Alrighty, let's look back at what these two got up to this week with their best bits.
Monday!
Jess told us how over the weekend her partner Norm ended up...
He's in hospital.
40th birthday party.
Yep.
Halfway through the party. Thought that he would be a hero. Spear tackle someone on the dance floor. As he's going to spear tackle someone, the person he was aiming for stood to the left.
Oh.
Just one step, but he was already midair. Knocked himself out on the stage.
Future husband there, Jess.
After Manu from My Kitchen Rules was busted over the weekend partying a little too hard, Bharat shared how he once spotted another celebrity behaving badly.
Larry Emder.
What did Laz do?
So when I used to work at a radio station in Coffs Harbour, I was at the only nightclub that was there in Coffs Harbour, and he happened to be there, and it was about 2 a.m. He was leaning up against a wall.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, had a bit of a cheeky spew right down the wall of the nightclub.
That's not good.
No, but it was great for this segment.
Tuesday!
Friend of the show, Victoria from Lulabar, has one fear in life. Freezer ice.
Oh. Okay, she's run away. Sweetheart.
No luck there. We made her watch a YouTube video about conquering her fears and we had a breakthrough.
This is it. She's touched it.
She's
touched it.
Bad wrist,
really. Oh, my
goodness. Sean, he's a lad from Maroochydore, was pulled up on stage and copped a kiss from Kylie Minogue the other night at a gig.
She just gestured me off on stage and then I was suddenly off on stage. It was crazy. She had to correct me on language when I was up there. It was pretty funny.
She had to correct you? Why? What did you say?
I was like, holy
Sean, what does Kylie smell like?
Amazing.
Wednesday!
After having a bit of a chat about meat-eating birds that usually only eat grain, Grant called in and thought he'd share his story about his meat-eating birds.
My old man has a couple of pet magpies that he feeds mince to.
I'm not familiar with the magpie. Are they normally vegetarians?
Guess so, I don't know, but they love it.
Whilst this could be quite a remarkable story, we actually don't know if magpies eat meat.
Now, I've just Googled this. They are attracted to meat scraps.
Oh, well.
Bharat has sliced most of his fingernail off in a kitchen mishap. Turns out he's not the only one on the coast that's copped a kitchen injury.
I was having a pretty good night out at the helm in Mooloolabar one night. Got home about 4 o'clock in the morning, pretty hungry, so I decided to cook up myself some pancakes. I ended up cooking up my arm instead of the pancakes.
How?
You get confused.
I wasn't completely sober and I just decided to have a bit of a rest on the stove.
Oh, should have got a kebab, shouldn't you?
I could have, but I wanted pancakes.
Was the morning we all woke up to the sad news that Zayn has left One Direction. Carolyn's daughter was more than upset.
As soon as I saw her face that there was something wrong.
Sorry to laugh, Carolyn, it's serious. Yes.
I saw the news already and I thought I must tell Anna when she gets up. But she'd already seen the news herself and she was very upset.
Oh my
she
God.
Was in tears.
How old is your daughter?
14.
Oh no.
So there was real tears.
Real tears.
What did she say to you?
She just said, he's my favourite.
Bindi Irwin called in for a chat, and instantly, the energy of the show lifted 100%.
G'day! How are you doing?
Energy alert, energy alert. We're going to be out energised here.
Welcome to the show for the very first time, Bindi.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be talking to you guys. This is Butte Bonser.
Broncos captain Justin Hodges has joined the show and today was supposed to be his first day.
What was the text message that he sent
just
back?
Just got a text from him and then the poor guy, he's been up all night with his son because he's got asthma and he slept in.
Oh.
First day at work.
We've all experienced a shock and run on the Nicklin Way before. Lindley, when did it happen to you?
Wednesday. You get to Kiwana Shopping Centre and from there to Amart, it took me half an hour.
Aww.
Lindley, did you go off? Have you just lost it?
No, well, I just put my makeup in the car as I drive.
So there you go. It's been another huge week with Bharat and Jess. Thanks for joining the show.
Praise of the Week.
CFM.